Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Questions that have been answered by Nick Caserio and questions that remain post-draft. What are the biggest questions facing this squad as we head into the season now that the draft has concluded? What do you feel best about? What do you feel worst about? I'll start with the wide receiver core. You have to feel pretty good about this wide receiver core when you add Stephon Diggs to it. Would you like perhaps guys on the back end to stay healthy, maybe take the next step, John Mechie or Xavier Hutchinson, yes. But as far as top end one through three, I won't say I don't think that. You've never felt this confident about the top end of a wide receiver core with the Houston Texans than you do with Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and Stephon Diggs in no particular order. I don't know that you can feel much better than that.
Yeah, I don't know how many times you've had that kind of proven depth. And I know the proven can be relative in terms of Nico and Tank being a rookie last year. But to have that kind of proven depth, it's been a while, maybe since the Andre and late days of Andre. You know,
well, I don't even know that he ever had a number two guy, though, really.
Well,
like as far as the top end, like I don't like one through three. I don't know that Andre. I think that was one of the bigger knocks.
Well, didn't DeAndre and him have a little crossover?
But that was on the back end of Andre.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were never really
at the end of Andre's career. That would be about the closest.
Yeah, I mean, I would say even DeAndre and Will Fuller, that Deshaun Watson, mm-hmm. with how good Fuller was with Watson, but as far as one to three, I don't know that you've ever felt that that good about it. D'Amico's defense was something that they emphasized. The D-line, I would say they answered those questions. I know that the interior of the D-line, not the big names that many people would have hoped, but when you add Daniil Hunter, you add Autry, Will Anderson's naturally going to get better. I would say the talent on the edge increased significantly, and I think as a result of that, indirectly, it positively impacts the secondary
And linebackers. To be honest, I think you know, one of my big concerns, if you're talking about, you know, how you're feeling after the draft, looking at the roster, and there's still going to be some more tweaking of the roster to do, but my only question would be linebacker. But the linebackers got better with what they did up front, not to mention the secondary, as you mentioned.
The O-line, a lot of it has to do with injuries. If you look at this O-line and you know that you have Titus Howard coming back, you have the guys on the interior coming back, hell, you drafted a tackle in the second round. While we were addressing all the needs leading up to the draft, there was a portion of fans, portion of loopholes, people on the text, people on the YouTube that would say, well, the O-line is still the main problem, which seems like we've been hearing that for freaking ever. Do you feel any better about this offensive line just given the fact that there's going to be more health?
No. I mean, that's not the right thing to say when you got two guys that are that highly paid. But I don't feel better about the offensive line. That's a prove-it unit, so to speak. But still, I know what Laramie Tunsil can do. So I'm not worried there. I don't know what Titus Howard can do. I don't know what Kenyon Green's going to be. I don't know about, I feel good about Juice Scruggs, but you don't know. Shaq Mason, who knows where that's going to be. Blake Fisher, where does he fit in? The offensive line right now is probably the one area where you're like, you shrug your shoulders and you go, well, let's see. let's see how they look, because I think it's going to change. I don't think there's going to be a lot of patience, especially on the interior offensive line, if they're not producing.
Yeah, the exterior should be a non-negotiable. Like, you should be good there.
But is it?
Given the ROI, I don't know. I think it all rests on kind of Titus Howard. I also want to see how Tunsil's moving as well. I mean, he had the hurt knees last year. Can you rely on that? Then you have the natural, and this is kind of, it can be over-romanticized depending on how you look at it, the target on the back. You guys have gone from being the hunter to the hunted. I don't know that that's really a factor with the way that D'Amico Ryans carries himself. I don't think that too many guys on this team think that they're coming into a situation where the division is just theirs. I think those are the expectations. I think that's what they're going to work for. But as far as like some sort of rat poison being consumed and rat poison being eaten, if the Texans lose the division this year, or if there's a fall off outside of other variables, my trust in D'Amico says it's not going to be because they ate some sort of rat poison or they ate the cheese. It's just going to be because this division, despite the fact that it doesn't seem like it's getting acknowledged as a division that was as close as it was last year, it's not going to be if they lose it because, well, they ate the rat poison.
No, that's the last thing that's going to happen. If they don't win the division, and frankly, spoiler alert, I think they will. I think they've got the quarterback. They've got the proven players on both sides of the ball. We'll see. But if they don't win the division, it's going to be because the schedule is a lot tougher than it's been in a long time. The division was already sort of nipping at your heels or ahead of you all last season, and may have gotten better. And Indianapolis, it still has a wild card at quarterback that who knows how good he can be. So, yeah, no one's going to be reading any press clippings, that's for sure.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Then you have the Whoopi, what used to be the Whoopi, Houston Astros. 10 games under 500. If you want to talk about kind of the changing of the guard when it comes to the vibes here, listen to Nick Caserio at the end of his draft press conference. Old Nick, talking about baseball, the state of the Stros. After Giddy Caserio had put together his draft class, Nick Caserio, he went Oppo Easterby. Easterby was talking about the Astros playing baseball. Here was Nick Caserio talking about the once Whoopi of Houston sports.
No, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us, so. So.
All right.
Kind of let his guard down there a little bit.
Yeah.
I like it. Kind of let his guard down, but he's not wrong either. Right now, I'm not used to it. Right now, Houston's not used to it. It's going to be interesting to see if this continues, all year long. Then you go into next season with a lot of questions, and players certainly traded from the Astros or moved on or whatever. How this city reacts, because it's giddy and it's fun, and the Astros are winning and they're going to the ALCS. Boy, everybody's on the bandwagon and it's awesome. But when things go bad, and especially if the Texans are rising, which they are, I mean, this could be like a pretty significant about face in this city.
Yeah, and I think people have been kind of starving for it. Just the uniform unveiling last week, not even necessarily the release on social media, but just the overall party. I don't know that I've seen that much excitement. I do think, I don't want to call it a buzzkill, day two of the draft, there wasn't as much oomph to it as anticipated. The build-up to it and then the actual picks, the process, it almost feels like now we've got, well, we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. But it wasn't like initial excitement, which round here, that's not the end all be all. There was displeasure when J.J. Watt was selected. So there's a lot of, but as far as like just excitement, day two of the draft is this. Ah.
I think a lot of that is just because it wasn't the names that we were talking about as football fans, not just us on this show. So there was a little unfamiliarity. Like, so if you're like, oh, you're not drafting Edgar and James. Well, crap. You're not drafting, you know, Cooper DeJean. Well, crap. You know, you're not doing this. Because we had been, as a community, as a football community, we've been talking about these guys for so long.
You've been Edgar and Cooper. I was thinking Edgar and James would be, that'd be sick.
Edgar and Cooper. It's just like, so it was kind of like oh, wait a minute. That's not the guy we were talking about. So I think that's part of it. But rest assured, the Texans right now are in the best position they've maybe ever been to just dominate the city.
What will it take to eliminate the trust? Is the Astros trust gone? Because you used to just trust the Astros. Is the Astros trust gone? Like, has it disappeared? I was talking to someone about this the other day, and they brought up the best point about the Astros and why the Astros, like, you can't expect the Astros to get back to where they were.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible. And his whole line of thinking, and I think it was a good way to put it, is if you ever look at this stretch of dominance that the Astros have had, and it's not all their fault. There's multiple variables. But if you go from, let's just go from 17 to 24. Let's go 7 years. How many teams during that type of stretch have had three GMs?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one thing to say, well, you know, this coach went away or you moved on from this coach. But how many teams, like, because typically when that happens, when you have that type of dominance and it's historical dominance, you have the same GM more times than not. Like, mm-hmm. It's the same general manager more times than not. It's even the same coach. So, like, the Cowboys, Jimmy Johnson can leave and then you can go to a conference championship, and then you can win a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer, and the foundation that was laid out, it can last, you know, it can overcome like changes. But when you go from Jeff Luno to James Click, by the way, I might owe him an apology, by the way. I didn't know they were going to do it like this. You can even make a case that Jeff Bagwell had an offseason if you want to Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson and all that type of stuff. And then you bring in Dana Brown. How are you going to maintain greatness, especially if philosophies are changing and you're having all these changes? So That's why I think the Astros are just plummeting. Like, you can't convince me. If you told me that Jeff Luno was still here or James Click was still here and that things were like at least resembling the way they were, then I would be able to say, okay, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. But how am I supposed to, with three or four GMs, depending on how you look at it, go back to 2017 and say, this is why it's going to stay this way? And I think when it comes to the Texans' trust, and you look at a draft like the Texans just had, and let's be honest, if you showed anyone this list of players, and you can be honest with yourself or you cannot, but if you just, without any preconceived notions and any thoughts that the Texans were the one who made these picks, if Landry Locker, John Lopez, or Figgy Fig put together a mock draft and we put the names that the Texans just selected on that mock draft, you would cook our asses.
Yeah.
You would do it. I mean, you would cook it. You'd be like, what in the hell are y'all? Y'all drafted a tackle? Lassiter? Are you kidding me? This guy ran a 4.6. Bolick? Did you watch his highlights? Stover? Goodness gracious, he's only been playing tight end for 2 years. What? Hill? He's played linebacker for 1 year. He was at Oregon. A running back in the sixth round? What about all these other good running backs? Oh, this guy, what position does this offensive lineman even play? Like, you would cook it.
Mm-hmm.
But because you trust D'Amico, because you trust Caserio, what they do, you can trust. The Astros have lost trust. And I think a lot of people, you're flying blind. You're basically blindfolded because you're trusting something that's not the same. Yeah, it's not the same. Like, if the Texans have a bad year and it's still Caserio and D'Amico, and I'm not trying to compare what they've done, but you trust it. You trusted Jeff Luno. You trusted A.J. Hinch. You kind of developed some trust for Dusty Baker and James Click.
Then you didn't know that James Click was going to get replaced with Jeff Bagwell for a second. Now, all of a sudden, Dana Brown, what has he done to earn your trust? Yeah. So that's why when you talk about the arrow pointing up or the arrow pointing down, if you're supporting the Astros, you're doing so blindly. Like, there's no substance to it. We don't know these guys.
Yeah.
It's not philosophically aligned. We've had a seven-year stretch with three or four different GMs. That's not normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened.
I think, you know, trust, that's the word that I said that came to mind when it came to the Texans draft. If you had one word to say, it's trust. Now, one word when it comes to where the Astros are and why they're declining, and they are, they're declining, is I don't know if the what exact if this is a word or a hyphenated word or two words, not equipped. They're not equipped from the top down to be what they were. They don't have the prospects. They don't have the leadership that you just outlined. They don't have the pitching, the superstar pitching. They're not equipped to withstand any more of these losses. Like, they were once equipped to withstand Springer not being here and Correa not being here and Greinke moving on and Gerrit Cole moving on. They are not equipped. And this is why I'm so adamant about they're done. They're done. Because this record last year or 2 years ago, they were still equipped to get better and get well.
Yeah.
They're not. They don't have the young talent anymore. They don't have the pitchers. Their relief staff would always overachieve. You know, like, I'm talking about middle relievers, not even the back.
Yeah.
You could get guys that would just be overachieving because you had such a pool of relievers that you could pick and choose, like, the ones that were having a good year or improving or whatever. The Astros are not equipped to win anymore.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like, and the reality is, naturally, it could have happened. Like, you could have
happens to everybody.
Fallen off. You could have it could have happened, but there's no identity.
Yeah.
You used to find Ryan Pressly. You used to find guys in the bullpen. Now, all of a sudden, you're paying Montero $11 million. You're bringing in Josh. There's no identity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same. So there's just that natural plummet. There's that natural fall, and it's not hard to see. Like, you can follow it blindly and cross your fingers and hope that some sort of switch is flipped, but
yeah,
you don't have AJ Hinch, you don't have Dusty Baker. It also, on top of that, it doesn't feel like you hired a very good manager. Like, it doesn't feel like Joe Espada is a guy that you want leading any ball club, mm-hmm. nonetheless this one. So that's where you're at, and it's just kind of like a little bit of a 180 with the Texans, because it's very short and there's way less of a body of work. And in the Texans, spoiler alert, they will not have a 7-year stretch like the Astros had. I don't know that we see that in the history of this city, but the Texans, in a very short time, at the snap of a finger, they've earned trust while the Astros have lost it. And that's why you see all the excitement that you see with the Texans, even when they do something that no one in their right mind before would have been excited about. And you see the Astros now, it's kind of where
they're at. Well, that's the other part of this. This city has never seen anything and never been as crazy in love with a squad like it's been with the Astros the last 7 years, until the Texans get there, because it'll be times five, times 10. And that's no slight to the Astros, because we know what they've done for this city, on the field, off the field, all of it. But this is, at its core, this is a football town, man. I mean, this is a football city, and it's going to be much bigger even than what the Astros, if they can do it.
Crazy what's happened, but it is definitely happened. Coming up next, it is time to confess. Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the Loopholes. Shout out to the Loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess.
All right, so I hate this more than anything else. I referenced it earlier, but it's one of the things that's been kind of brewing across social media. The playoff hockey guy. I hate playoff hockey. Have you guys seen playoff hockey? Ain't nothing like playoff hockey. Playoff hockey is the best. Right now is one of the weird, and it's almost like it's more there because the Astros aren't really capturing anybody's attention. NBA playoffs are so-so. I'll get to that in a second. But if you're the – have you seen playoff hockey guy? I get it. Playoff hockey is good. I've liked it. I'm not a fan, but I get it. Playoff
it
hockey
is fun
guy,
to attend.
Oh, God, that's the other part of it. You ever been to a playoff – you ever been to a hockey game? It is. But that's like the most cliche, trite, tired things every year. This time of year, it happens.
Yeah, and it's just kind of a lot, man. Because I don't know how much you really – do you really enjoy it?
How much do you – I mean, yeah.
We need another one of those fights at the very beginning.
The overtime is the worst.
Oh, on the drop of the puck?
Yeah. Overtime is when they have, like, the three overtimes. Like, this is so – man, this is boring, man. This is a lot. Watch this. These are my confessions. I don't like that Tank Dell's getting talked about like he's Pac-Man Jones.
No.
I know that Ocho Cinco is perhaps trying to look out for him. It also feels like everybody is trying to set the scene as to what this vibe was like. We don't know what type of scene it was, what type of vibe it was. All I know is I've never heard anyone say that there's like some character concerns with Tank Dell. I saw a bunch of people around a pool having a good time, and it seems like there's some people who are saying you don't go to nightclubs, don't go out, what time you should go out, all this type of stuff. Dude, the dude's 22 years old. Mm-hmm. If he's going to be out past midnight, he's out past midnight. I do not like. Yes, obviously you're going to change things when you get shot, and you're going to look at things a little bit different. But this notion that he's just out there, like that video of Pac-Man Jones holding out the gun at the club with like big stack of hundreds
just
on it.
Just comparing him, just using in the same sentence, both those guys.
It's just the way that he's getting talked about. Yeah. It kind of bothers me. That's my confession.
And it should. Watch this. These are my confessions. I think the worst thing you can say about the Astros is what I'm feeling right now. Because it's one thing if you're raving about the Astros. It's one thing if you're criticizing the Astros or talking about some of their decisions or moves or Dusty or Maldonado or whatever. Right now, I'm feeling indifference. Like, I just feel like the Astros, and that's the worst way you can feel. You know, the old opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. That's where I'm feeling and where I am with the Astros right now. I just don't think they're interesting. They're just not interesting. I don't care to watch a lot of, and criticize me if you want. But tell me where I'm wrong. Are they an interesting team?
I mean, maybe you have like attachment to the guys.
Hunter Brown's not interesting.
No, but maybe you just have attachment towards the core of guys that we've become used to.
No, that's absolutely true. And you're hoping for the best for Altuve and all those. But you always, like I said in the last segment, you always had like these. You were equipped. You thought maybe Hunter Brown. No, he's not interesting. Forrest Whitley. Well, that lasted about 30 seconds.
Chump.
Yeah. Like some of these guys, J-Lo, Lo Perfido, they're talking about, okay, well, we'll see about that. They're just not an interesting team right now. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I never liked Speaking of the Astros, I never liked the whole hate us movement. Hate us. Those the shirts and the whole hate us movement and all that. I never really liked it because I don't know why.
Houston versus all y'all.
Yeah. I don't know why, like, a team that likable, you would want to just embrace that. I feel like you would want to defend it. So welcoming the hate us and all that, it's fun when you're winning. But I think you're about to experience the negative of it now as the decline begins, and you're going to realize why maybe saying please hate us is not the best thing. I never liked that.
Yeah.
I never liked it.
Frankly, didn't either.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So there's a stat that's been going around all morning since the second round of the NBA playoffs have been taking shape. And my confession is, I'm kind of glad this is the case. The stat is this. This is the first time since 2005. Think about that. 2005.
Been a while.
That neither LeBron, Steph, or Kevin Durant have been a part of the second round of the NBA playoffs. I'm kind of glad. If I'm an NBA fan, I'm kind of glad about that.
Are you?
Yes. It's time, man. Like... The NBA has had so much trouble, you know, captivating fans' interest, and the ratings, you know, have been, you know, not exactly sterling compared to other things. It's time to move on. Even though I hate his commercial, Chet, you know, even, you know, Wimby, obviously, you know, some of these, a lot of young, these young, obviously Luka, but it's time. Get away from Kevin Durant and Steph Curry and LeBron. They had a great run. They were captivating. I'm kind of glad. Let's go. Next generation. You're going to need to help.
I'm actually glad the Suns got swept, man.
Yeah.
I hope that put an end to all this big three super team and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
They got embarrassed. I hope every team in the NBA try to stay away from that.
I feel bad about Chet's commercial that everybody's torching because I think he's a big part. He and Wemby are the biggest parts of the future.
He completely crapped on your Christina Aguilera classic, though.
Dude, that was the worst part about it. That's Christina. Come on, man. You can do better than that.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I know that this is going to be a popular topic among many of our listeners, but during our show, the much anticipated Kendrick Lamar diss of Drake was dropped. I gotta tell you, I just don't really feel Kendrick Lamar, man. And maybe that just says stuff about my dense musical taste, where I only like some stuff from the South and all that. It's getting rave reviews on the internet. I really feel it, Figgy. Not really. Just doesn't really hit to me. Sometimes I don't even understand what the hell he's saying, if I'm being honest.
I'm not mad at you for that, man. I think Kendrick Lamar, he's one of those artists where you either love him or you just don't get him.
Where are you?
I think he's okay. I actually like his music. I'm not a stan or anything like that. I call it how it is, but a 6-minute diss song, man, I got to sit down and kind of relax and listen to this.
That's a drive home.
Yeah. And then he said a lot of stuff where you probably had to Google to see what he's talking about. And it's not really simple. A lot of people are simple minded.
And I'm a simp. So, I'm just confessing.
You have to break out the encyclopedia for Kendrick, man, to see what he's talking about.
Watch this.
I admit I probably read too much into this every single year. I'll say that right up front, because I always look at, like, okay, who are the undrafted free agents that the Texans are signing? Who are they bringing in? And what does it mean? Dude, they've only signed five players. Like, I don't know what's going on, if they're just not going to emphasize that. Like, Denver signed like 18. Detroit, you know, some of the other teams signing, even Indianapolis signing 10 or 12 undrafted free agents. Texans have signed the wide receiver from South Dakota, the Twins.
Twins.
From South Dakota
State.
What
are they going to do?
They're going to be a cool story for sports, local sports.
That's a local.
Yeah, local sports at
night. Let me sit these two guys down.
Yeah. So do y'all like whatever.
So which one of you guys?
And then two linebackers. So maybe that's where what I should read too much into it. They have signed two linebackers, but only six players, I think.
Yeah, no.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's a Rudy free camp, man.
It is a Rudy free camp. British Brooks, a running back.
Looking for team scout. We're looking for team captains, not walk-ons.
Yeah.
You don't need that. Out of here with that.
I don't know anything about British Brooks, but I'm going to find out. And you know it's going to be on KPRC or KTRK.
Oh, they're going to get a sit down with
both of them. Were your parents British?
Those guys are going to get tired of each other, by the way.
The twins?
The twins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won't be able to get away from each other. They had the video where they both got told they were going to Texans camp. I mean, are they going to push Mechie? Is Mechie going to get pushed by the twins?
Press conference together and all that.
I think John Mechie's got to be one of the happier guys with how this offseason's gone. CJ's giving him love. They didn't really address the back end. If they get rid of Robert Woods, what does that say about their trust in John Mechie? Maybe something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Say the very least.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
I'm kind of intrigued by the draft grades that have been going around with Brandon Scott and John Harris. I know Nick Caserio hates draft grades, although he did say that he grinded out a win after the draft. So I don't. That sure as heck doesn't mean that he thought they did bad.
Yeah.
But John Harris, Brandon Scott have put out some draft grades. Intrigued by it. Brandon Scott seemed pretty generous. We'll take him to task on Thursday at 11. He was pretty generous with his grades, I thought.
I feel like he was really posing a little bit.
Posing?
Nick. He knows.
Oh, I thought you said B. Scott.
No, Nick. Like the whole, I don't know about this. Come on, man. Like if everybody's giving you great grades, you're not going to be pay attention to them. You're not grading them yourself. You are every day. You're grading how you did on your draft. So a little bit of a if he comes in and I talk to him this, I'm going to ask him about that. He knows how it works. He knows how the game is played.
It's Lunchtime Confessions here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up, scary moments and what they can do for you. Tank Dell might be experiencing that as we speak. Next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents
In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The Tank Dell thing, there's a lot of takes about it. Tank Dell, near-death experience. I don't think that's an exaggeration to call what went down with him a near-death experience. How exactly do you function after something like that? Because there's a lot of takes of, well, you know, you got to move different. I get that. 22-year-old kid, though. Never really heard anything about him being in trouble. Never have heard any, you know, character concerns about Tank Dell. Like, what does that do to you mentally? And what's really realistic to expect from Tank Dell, who didn't go out looking for trouble? He was literally right in between. Like, he was... Each side of him, like, I don't even know that he knew what was going on there. Like, each side of him, there was a conflict. What does that do for you? And what exactly is he supposed to do moving forward?
Yeah, at minimum, you're never going to forget it, ever. At worst, you're going to have a little PTSD for a while, and maybe it affects you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to affect how he plays on the field or whatever. I'm just saying that's not a casual little, oh, wow, dodged a bullet there. No, you literally dodged a bullet. You literally missed getting killed by that much, perhaps. So that's not a little thing. I mean, that's going to stick with him, and he's never going to forget it. I mentioned earlier, we've all been in moments where we're like, ooh, that was close, some closer than others. No, there's some PTSD there. There's some sort of... you take a step back, you know, take stock in what's important in your life, maybe appreciate things, all that. It sounds corny, but it's not when it's that real, you know?
Yeah, and the thing that I'm really confused about when it comes to this this Tank Dell thing is, does this kind of run in with everything that we've seen, like the bad moments that we've seen from Tank Dell? In other words, football's obviously a big part of his life, and in a few months stretch, he's had an injury, like a very scary injury, which he's bounced back from. And then he has a scary moment that he's never going to forget. Like, this has to at least, I mean, maybe it makes you a better player. Like, maybe it makes you kind of appreciate what you got with football right now. Because I've heard people say he needs to watch who he hangs out with.
I hate that.
Tell me who the hell he went to the club with. Like, if we're going to have hot takes like this where we find out a guy got shot, we see that he got shot. There's some people saying it's a nightclub. There's other people saying it's not. There's some people saying it's this and that. Like, tell me who he went to this club with and who he's supposed to not hang out with. Like, what if he was the one who wanted to go there? We don't know who Tank Dell was hanging out with. So it seems like also there's like a rush to have like some sort of extreme opinion on how Tank Dell should move, what Tank Dell should do, and who he should hang out with and stuff like that. Like, that's where I thought the Ocho Cinco stuff kind of got, that's where I kind of drew the line, and I was like, and I listen to the show all the time. So I listen to Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco. It's a loose kind of sitting around chilling. This isn't Shannon Sharp putting on the $10,000 suit and going on First Take with Stephen A and having people handing him news and stuff. This is literally two guys just chilling and talking. So sometimes you kind of, it's kind of like cutting an audio clip. You cut, okay, that's good advice, move different, blah, 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 blah.
Some more laid back.
But then you start talking about, well, you got to tell your guys this. And that's what I'm wondering, like, who are these guys that you're talking about? Like, are we trying to make too much out of something that we don't know much about? And by we, I mean like Ocho Cinco and a lot of the text lines. It seems like there's just a lot of assumptions being made about this Tank Dell thing.
Well, not just assumptions. Like, tell me what's allowed. Like, seriously, am I allowed to go to an event center where there's a party and it was, as Figgy, I think you said, it was kind of like an invite only kind of thing. So am I not allowed to do that? Somebody said, you know, you're only allowed to, you should only go to places where there's pat downs or machines and all that. I mean,
if that was the perfect way to do it, I think everybody would be safe. Everybody go by that guideline. Yeah. If that was the perfect way to live life.
I just hate that they immediately go to the worst possible scenario of the person. Like, somehow this is a reflection on Tank Dell.
Yeah, like he went into a bad situation.
It's not.
They didn't say he was with someone who pulled out a gun. They didn't say that he was in the altercation. That was never said, but because he got shot and Ocho Cinco put that out there,
he
needs to watch
better.
Him talk to him.
Yeah.
He's got to do better. I don't know enough about this to know the actual situation. So it just seems like there's all these hot takes going around, and I don't. We've covered stuff where you literally have to tiptoe around. You have to figure out facts. It comes with like a journalistic background. Ocho Cinco's just throwing stuff out there, giving some good advice in between that. So I'm not sitting here and dismissing what he says, but he needs to watch who he hangs out with and all that. Okay, I mean, like, what does that mean? Like, what was the situation? Like, what was he doing exactly? You can find yourself in situations like this all the time. And then I heard Ocho Cinco say, "Don't go anywhere where you're allowed to carry." I'm assuming he means don't go to a club where they don't pat you down. I'm assuming he says that because if you're gonna say don't go anywhere where they don't allow you to carry, well, Tank Dell might as well just call Nick Caserio and demand a trade.
No.
Because he damn sure doesn't need to be living in Texas. He might need to starve or just do Uber Eats the whole time because I might go to Cane's after the show. They're not patting me down there. So I'm assuming that he means don't go to a nightclub or something like that, which it goes back to the original shenanigans of all these hot takes. Don't even know if it was a nightclub or not. We don't even know what it was.
He's
getting talked about like he's freaking Pac-Man Jones.
Well, and not only, you know, what's allowed, tell me one place where you're guaranteed something like this would not happen. Because there isn't one.
Yeah, let me know so I could go there.
There is not one. I mean,
I want to let me know so I could go there and be safe.
Yeah, tell me one place where this is not a possibility.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Zero. There is none.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any near-death experiences?
I got shot at once. I was in a car.
Shot at
I got shot at, too, in the car.
Yeah, when I was in high school. I think I told that story a few years ago. It was Figgy. It was an eye-opener. I mean, I was on the ground. No big deal on the details, but some guys were just showing off. I mean, just typical, like you're just in that area and some guy in our car popped back, said something back at him. And all of a sudden, you know, you hear pop, pop, pop. And we got the hell out of there. Yeah. But that'll open your eyes a little bit.
Yeah, I actually got, I didn't get shot at in this situation, but I was in the barbershop in the chair. And the two barbers started arguing with each other, and one pulled out a gun. Shot, like, it went right past me.
Yeah.
So that was, like, that wasn't a...
Damn,
that's,
what were
that's
they talking
not
about
club.
LeBron and MJ, or what? What was going on there?
Nah. I think they ain't
Joe
each
Lewis
other.
And Muhammad Ali?
Probably so. But, yeah, that's not a club. I don't expect the pat down going
in
the barbershop.
We were driving to the movies, and some guys in another car, you know, typical stupid teenagers like this apparently was, said something, and the guy in the front, I was in the back seat, guy in front seat, pop, you know, said something back at him. Next thing we know, we hear bullet shots coming at us. I mean, these things happen, and this was a long time ago. But it definitely, you know, it's going to, like I said at the very beginning, you remember it. I remember every detail of it. And it can certainly leave a mental scar.
Here's the Ocho Cinco clip that went kind of viral talking about the Tank Dell near-death experience.
Altercation, but was simply caught in the crossfire. Remember?
Yeah, I shot
bullet
him.
Ain't got no name on it.
Yeah, it showed. No, I shot him a text message. I shot him a text message too, man. Tell him, you're my prayers, man. You're my prayers. And after that, he responded back and said, everything is good. I'm good. I appreciate you. And I just told him, you got to move a little different, baby. You got to move a little different. I understand it's the off season. You want to enjoy yourself. You want to go out and have fun with your friends and your homeboys, but you got to move differently. You just have to. You have to. And the people that you surround yourself with should understand that you have to move differently. You shouldn't be at places anyway, for one, where they can carry.
Okay. So bye-bye Chili's.
Good luck with that. Yeah.
Damn. Taco Bell, it was nice knowing you.
Mm-hmm. Don't go to a library.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Might go down.
Church.
Okay. He had to admit nightclubs, right?
I'm guessing so. Yeah.
Right?
It got to. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Or he's just Ochoing. Wisdom sprinkled in with some other.
He's just Ochoing.
Yeah. I think at a point, I think he's just trying to sound like the OG and say, oh, yeah. Make sure you be careful. You know how you got into a situation as a kid and your mom said, hey, you got to make sure you be careful with all that stuff. I think that's what it is.
And here's the example. We're getting a bunch of texts on this. How many old veterans, and he means like football veterans, do you see putting themselves in a situation like Dell was in? You don't usually see it because they know that situation lends itself to things going wrong. No, that's incorrect.
You see a lot of it.
That's incorrect.
Dog, I seen Andre Johnson in camp all the time,
yes.
Man. He be out and about too.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, man. I mean, I'm not going to tell a 22-year-old to not go out. That's just not really where I'm gonna go. So, yeah, there you go. The Tank Dell situation got to be interesting for him. He's been through a lot as of late. We'll get to know the draft prospects when we go around the NFL coming up at 1 o'clock. But speaking of young players, the Astros have called one up. What exactly should we expect from this young man that's getting all the hype? You're calling him J-Lo, which I think is nice of you to loan him your nickname.
My nickname. I'm the original, but he can have it. Joey Loperfido. Espada says we didn't bring him up here to sit. So he is going to be playing today, and he's going to be in the outfield, not at first base. But that's not going
to – I want him at first.
I know. That's not going to –
I don't want you in the outfield, brother.
I don't think that's going to stick.
Once you're at first, man, that was what I was sold.
Like, yes, absolutely. And Jose Abreu is beyond even, you know, crossing your fingers and hoping and looking at the back of his baseball card.
Tell that to Jeff Bagwell.
Yeah, look at the back of his baseball card. How would you say it? D's?
Jeff Bagwell said to Will Kunkel that this is something that Abreu's never been through. He's like, man, did you watch the games last year?
He was there.
I feel like you were there, Jeff.
He did it last year. He is so bad. Like, hey, good career, man, but you are so bad. Batting 099 after all these games already into the season, and you know, obviously no home runs, just awful, just awful. They have to make the call. They have to just, you know, lump it on the money, whatever you want to call it, because Loperfido needs to be playing first base.
Well. He's going to play the outfield, so
he is today.
We will keep an eye on that, and hopefully the Astros can figure something out. Right now, they're 10 games below 500. Not a great vibe going on for them right now, and Nick Caserio is very aware of it. If you missed this, this was at the end of the press conference, man. This one kind of snuck under the radar. This was the goodbye. I don't know if you want to call this a mic drop or not, but he doesn't seem too disappointed with what's going on at the Juice Box.
No, we're excited with where the team is and excited with the players that are going to come in here in a few weeks. And it's football season. I know it's baseball season, which I know everybody's, you know, miserable all of a sudden, but it's football season for us. So.
Why had Nick Caserio thrown out a first pitch? I want to see old Nick throw it.
Oh, man, that could get ugly.
Get him out there. Nah, I bet he flings it.
Well, he was
throw a football.
He was, yeah, I was going to say, he could throw a football.
Yeah, I bet he fling it. They need to let Nick throw out a first pitch. Give him the offer. Mm-hmm. Make the call, Astros.
Mm-hmm.
He's a popular dude. Y'all could use some trust. Right now, it's not a lot of trust in that front office.
Too many
cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Get Nick Caserio out there. Let him throw out that first pitch. Give the fans a little taste of the trust. Coming up, let's get to know some of these prospects in their own words. A lot of unknowns. Selected by the Texans. Let's get to know them. Let's talk about these odds as well as a contract extension in the AFC that can either put you in fear or give you hope as a Texans fan. Round the league next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.